عنه, he used to say, خير سليمان بين العلم والمال فاختار العلم فأعطي المال والملك معه. Allah told Sulaiman alayhi salam, you want wealth or you want knowledge? He said, Allah, give me knowledge. Kingdom and wealth came by the way. The Arabic poet said, أي شيء أدرك من فاته العلم وأي شيء فات من أدرك العلم. If you haven't learned the life of Nabi alayhi salam, this is what the poet says, and you haven't mastered the life of the youth of Sahaba, till today, my brother, you did not know about a man like Rabi'a. Till today, you did not know a young man like Rabi'a. He said, if you don't know the youth of Sahaba, then what do you know? Then what do you know? And if you know them, then what don't you know? If you have deen in your platter, what do you lack? What did Imam Shafi say? وَمَنْ فَاتَتْهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ. وَمَنْ فَاتَتْهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, if you did not devote your youth to the obedience of Allah and to the acquisition of the knowledge of deen, then you have died a spiritual death before you die a physical death. Line up and read the janaza of this young boy. That's what Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said. And I say this in gratitude to Allah. I am the most wicked person, brothers. Wallahi, this is the sheer mercy of Allah. If you know who I am, you wouldn't waste your time coming here or to listen to me. This is a reality. It's not a superficial reflection. But perhaps Allah inspires one young man, and this is a personal experience that I had. On my very first trip to America, I went to a particular masjid in California and I gave a talk. And after the talk was over, some youth came to me and they chat with me. And then I had another program. We were flying to Chicago and we had some other programs. And they sat down and spoke to me, and I tried in my humble way to give him some encouragement. Few years later, I came back and I'm sitting in the masjid and addressing the congregation. And there's a young person clad in the absolute sunnah, and people are referring to him as a sheikh and as a scholar. After the program was over, he came to me, he hugs me, he embraces me, and he breaks down. And then, you know, when he calmed down, I said, how are you, brother, and what's the name? He said, sheikh, can you remember so many years ago you came and you gave a talk at this masjid? I made a decision in that gathering. I just graduated as an alim now. You know, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayh, someone told him, people are coming and taking bay'ah to you. You accepting everyone? He said, I am accepting everyone because I know in the midst someone will be Allah's one very close friend. And hopefully through him, Allah will forgive me. Wallah, that's my only vision. I know I have nothing. And I only beg and cry and beseech and implore Allah. Often I would receive a call and a brother or sister would tell me that their life has changed by listening. And I cry, I say, Allah, I haven't changed, but he has changed. Hopefully by your mercy, my Allah, you will give something to the man who communicated it. That's also if you by your sheer mercy give it. I'm saying that young boy in the heart of California, sitting in a gathering of deen, nothing of mine, this is Quran. I'm nothing, my brother, it's Allah's words. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. It hit home, and he could change his compass, change his focus. If he could do it in the prime of his life in the heart of California, I doubt your restrictions are more. I doubt your challenges are greater. I doubt the logistics around you are more daunting. I'm not saying abandon what you're doing, but definitely abandon a life of sin. Come out of a life of clubbing and pubbing and come into the lives and the realms of the pious. In Tanbih al-Ghafilin on page 201, there is a narration mentioned there. A person came to Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. He said, Inni uridu an ata'allam, walakin akhafu an udayyi'ahu wala a'malu bihi. You know, the devil comes with many ideas. In Tanbih al-Ghafilin, there's another narration came to my mind now. One day Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam met with the devil. So after a long discussion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told the devil, why don't you repent to Allah? So he said, how must I repent? You find out what I must do and I will repent. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in Tanbihul Ghafilin under Ghaliban Babul Ghadab. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah, oh Allah, I spoke to devil. Devil is making tawbah. If he's sorted out, then everything is over. You won't be pelting Hajj time. Sab'a hasayatin min batni al-wadi yarmiha ma'a takbiratin, and the rest of it. So Allah said, oh Musa, he won't. So Musa al-Islam said, Allah, but he told me he will repent. So Allah said, okay, very simple. The reason of his being rebuked and rejected is he denied prostrating to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Tell him one simple thing, he must go to the qabr of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and make one sajda by that qabr and I will forgive everything. Sintabiul Ghafilin. Musa alayhi salam is elated. One sajda and everything is done. He came back, he told Iblis, it's a done deal. It's all over. What's it? One sajda to the grave of Adam and it's over. Allah save me from pride, Allah save you from pride. He said, Ya Musa, lam asjud lahu hayyan, a asjud lahu mayyita. I found it below my dignity to bow when the man was a human. When he had some greatness attached to him, now when he's dead and he is, you know, left this world and he's a corpse. Obviously, a Nabi is alive in his grave. The narration of Kanzul Ummal, Inna Allah harrama ala al-ard an ta'kul ajsad al-anbiya. Allah has made it forbidden for the insects of the earth to devour and to consume the body of a Nabi. So every Nabi's body is alive and intact. Hayatul Nabi fi qabrihi. O Musa, I did not bow to him when he was alive. Where am I going to bow to him when he passed away?